Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I know, Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum's plan to get the new school teacher, Professor Sloan, to leave town has gone amiss. In an effort to get the widow Abernathy infatuated with the professor and thus make life unbearable for him in Pine Ridge, the old fellows wrote her a love letter and signed the school teacher's name to it. However, Abner wrote it on the back of a reference letter which Cedric wanted to present to the professor, and thus the love letter fell into his hands. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their Jot'em Down store and library, worrying over the turn of events. Listen.
Well, now, Lum, I never done it on a purpose.
I know you never, Abner, but you ought to have had more sense than to write one letter on the back of another.
Well, Cedric was in such a hurry to get that reference letter wrote that... Well, I reckon I just never had time to get another piece of paper.
Granny, you can get me into more trouble than any one feller I ever knowed in my life.
Yeah.
And you do it so easy, too. I believe you've got a natural talent for that sort of thing.
Oh, now you're just saying that to make me feel good, Lum.
I wish somebody would say something to make me feel good. I wonder what Professor Sloan's thinking about me right now.
How do you know he's thinking about you?
Well, he must be. Here I am, president of the school board, and what am I doing?
Huh?
Writing love letters to the widow Abernathy and signing his name to him.
Huh?
That ain't a fine thing for a president to be doing.
Well, maybe he never seen the letter, Lum.
Well, how could he help seeing it? It was wrote on the other side of that reference letter we wrote for Cedric.
Yeah.
And Cedric taking that right over to the schoolhouse and give it to him.
Yeah, that's right. He's going to take that intelligence test to try to get into sixth grade.
Professor Sloan ain't called up here any time this morning, has he?
No, not that I know of. Mm-hmm.
What he's more than likely done is taken that letter straight to the school board.
School board?
Why, sure. And they're more than likely holding a meeting right now to vote me out of office.
Well, can they do that?
Well, they can if they got some evidence showing I ain't fit to be president no longer.
Oh.
And that letter's enough evidence, I believe.
Well, just tell them it was a mistake.
Well, how could it be a mistake? It's all wrote down in blank in ink there.
Yeah.
I reckon the thing for me to do is just pack up and leave town.
Leave town?
Why, of course. I'm disgraced, ain't I?
Well, I reckon so if they vote you out of office here, yeah.
I was just thinking. Here we wrote that letter to get the widow to sparking at Professor Sloan so he'd leave town. Well, the letter worked all right. Only thing, the wrong fellers having to leave town.
Yeah, wait a minute, Lum. Wait a minute. I believe I got an idea. Just tell them that you meant to sign your own name to the widow's letter and say you got mixed up and put Professor Sloan's name on there by mistake.
No. I'd rather get thrown out of office than to have the widow thinking I wrote her a love letter.
Oh.
Now, the only thing for me to do is just leave town.
Well, whereabouts could you go, Lum?
I don't know. Just be a wanderer on the highway of life, I reckon.
Huh.
No home, no job, no friends. Just an orphan tramp.
Well, you could get a job, Summers, couldn't you?
I doubt it.
You could dress yourself up like a woman and get you a job in some airplane factory, Lum.
More than likely, word would get around about me being a disgrace and getting thrown out of office. Nobody wants that kind of a feller.
Well, just don't tell them about it.
Well, they find them things out, though.
They do, huh?
Sure.
Well, why don't you go to a foreign country, then, where they can't understand our language, and then if somebody told them about you being a disgrace, why, they wouldn't understand a word of it.
That's more than likely what I'll have to do.
Yeah, that's a good idea, I believe.
I might go to Mexico and weave rugs, or maybe get a farm and grow Mexican jumping beans.
Jumping beans?
Yeah, you saw them.
Huh?
Feller had some at a carnival at Cherry Hill one time.
Oh, yeah, I recollect that now. I never knowed they actually grow them, though. I thought that was just a trick of some kind.
No, they grow them.
Well, I know. I'd sort of like to grow them things myself. Maybe I better go with you, Lum.
There ain't no reason for you to leave town.
Don't forget that letter was in my handwriting.
Yeah, but you ain't president of the school board or nothing. You ain't got no office to get voted out of. You won't be no disgrace.
Well, I believe I'll go anyway, Lum. There ain't no one thing I'd rather do than have a jumping bean farm. Just think how much spare time we'd have.
Spare time?
Why, sure. Just sit there and play checkers might not all day long. Or go fishing, either one. I've heard there's awful good fishing down there in Mexico. Them swordfishes and yellowtails and tortillas and all.
Well, wait a minute now. How do you figure we're going to have so much time on our hands?
Why, the jumping beans will do most of the work. In the spring, why, just dig a bunch of furrows and then just let the seed jump in them.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Then the fall, we just set out a bunch of cans and boxes and let the beans jump right off the vines into the boxes.
Ridiculousest thing I ever heard of.
Well, that'd be a heap quicker than picking them, I can tell you that right now. Fact says, that'd be something be awful hard to pick, you know it. Trying to pick them beans and them jumping that way be just about like trying to pick up a cube of ice, you know it.
That's fine, but the beans can't jump that far, Abner.
Huh?
And even if they could, they wouldn't know which direction to jump in.
Wouldn't, huh?
I don't think.
Well, I don't. We just train them, then.
Train them?
Why, sure.
Abner, you can't train a bean.
Huh?
Mexican jumping beans or any other kind.
Well, how did the beans learn how to jump in the first place, then? Somebody must have learned them long.
No, they're just naturally fidgety.
I know good and well no bean's just going to sit there and say to itself all of a sudden, well, today I'm going to take up jumping, I believe.
Of course no bean's going to say that to itself. That's plain silly.
Why, sure it is.
But I can tell you, nobody learned the Mexican beans how to jump, though.
Somebody must have given them a little hint on. They wouldn't pick that up all by themselves. Now, would they?
Abner, I ain't going to discuss this with you no more.
No.
It's too silly. I'd almost rather discuss the Egyptian school system with Professor Sloan.
Now, when are we going to start for Mexico, Long?
We ain't starting. You're staying here in Pine Ridge, and I ain't sure just where I am going.
Huh?
I might go up north to North Dakota and work in the wheat fields. I don't know.
Wheat fields?
I've heard they got wheat fields so big you can work in them for months without even running across none of the other workers. And that's what I want. I don't want to see folks.
Well, I still believe I like a jumping bean idea better. Believe I'll write a letter down to Mexico and see if they got any jumping bean farms for sale down there.
For goodness sakes. How could you write a letter to them? You can't write Mexican.
Doggy, that's right, ain't it?
Of course, I'll admit that handwriting of yours could be mistook for Mexican.
Reckon they got any of them bean farms in the United States?
I don't know, and I don't care. Wish I'd never brung the subject up.
Well, they must have some in this country, Lum. Wonder where that carnival feller got his jumping beans.
I don't know. I'm going home to start packing, Abner.
Packing right now?
Yeah, I want to get out of town before that dad-blamed school board comes over here to tell me they've impeached me.
In what?
Throwed me out of office.
Oh.
If any of them comes in the store, just tell them you don't know where I've went. Tell them I'm way on business, Summers.
Well, all right, but I don't believe you ought to leave this quick, Lum. We got a lot of things to straighten up around the store here before you leave. Got to sort of straighten out our business, decide what I'm going to do with your half of the store.
I'll give you my half.
No, you ain't. No, sir, now, that wouldn't be... Wait a minute. There comes Cedric.
Huh?
Cedric.
Oh, I don't want him to see me neither.
Well, he can tell you exactly what Professor Sloan said when he seen the letter you wrote to the widow Abernathy for him.
No, that's the one thing I don't want to hear. I'm going out the back way.
Wait a minute. It's too late. He's done seen you. There he is right there.
Not very wonderful world.
Huh?
Oh, howdy, Cedric.
Howdy, Mr. Lum. Howdy, Mr. Abner.
What's the matter with you, Cedric?
Oh, I never passed that intelligence yesterday.
You never?
No, Mom. Doggone it anyways.
Well, that's too bad, Cedric. What seemed to be your trouble?
Oh, I don't know. I couldn't think up no answers. It was most of the trouble, I think.
Well, that's too bad, Cedric. I'm awful sorrowful to hear that.
You ought to have studied up on different things before you taking the test, Cedric.
Well, I got some of the questions right. The first two I knowed good.
He did? What was them, Cedric?
One of them was, what's your name, and the other one's how old are you? Got both of them right.
Well, natural, Cedric. Anybody could get them. I could do that myself.
From there on, the questions got a lot harder, though.
Oh. Well, I reckon that means that you won't get in the sixth grade then, don't it, Cedric?
No, Mom, I reckon I won't. Fact is, Professor Sloan said according to the score I made on the intelligence test, I was way ahead of where I belonged when I was in the third grade, even.
You were?
That's what he said.
Well, good for you for being ahead of your class, Cedric.
That ain't nothing to say good for you about, Abner. That was an insult.
Oh, Oh, yeah. Well, Cedric, didn't that reference letter that me and Lum wrote for you do any good at all?
Abner, don't ask him about no letter.
I want to find out, Lum.
Did you say something about that letter, Mr. Abner?
Yeah, I say, did that letter do you any good at all?
Oh, Professor Sloan said that was the worst thing he'd ever saw in his whole life.
Uh-oh.
I told you not to ask him.
He said that was something a little 5-year-old youngin' would do.
5-year-old youngin'? That's
just what he said.
Well, I do know. What else did he say, sir?
Abner, hush up.
He said, who wrote that awful stuff? I said, Mr. Lum done it.
Well...
Oh, my goodness. What'd you have to tell him that first, Cedric?
Then he said he was surprised that a president of a school board would turn out something like that. He said it was a disgrace.
I knowed it. Now, I just got to leave town. I'm going over to the place and pack right this very minute.
Well, wait, Mr. Lum. Before you go, I want to get you to write me another reference letter.
Another? Don't you think the first one got you in enough trouble, Cedric? What was on the back of it?
Well, I believe I still could get in the 6th grade if you'd write one he could read.
One he could read?
Yes, Mom. He said it was wrote so bad he couldn't read a word of it.
He couldn't?
Not in either side of it?
No, Mom.
Granny's put her there, Abner. I'll never say another word again your handwriting as long as I live.